Kandam, and then Panchanga obeisances. Every touch with the five things: knees, elbows, hands, head, and the mind, the Lord. So sometimes we go down, and for convenience sake, we do not disentangle our legs. This I have seen twice in the hospital with my own eyes. But then it's not really so much a devotional practice. So since we are already bowing down, we have showed that we have nothing against obeisances, so then we might as well do it properly. So I wanted to read something very nice from this book, which I liked very much. Siddheshwara, you have a sharp memory. Can you remember the number 207, please, for me?
Yes.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 A short distance away from the Krishna Balaram temple is a very famous, well-known place in Braj called Pakshistan, that is the place of the birds. It's a place where Srimati Radharani once ordered her devotee Krishna Das to take care of the birds of Vrindavan. Listen how this came about and what we can learn from this amazing pastime. Krishna Das had made the vow to remain absorbed for the entire day in the Lord's Sankirtan of the Holy Name, except for noontime, that's around 2 o'clock, when he would go and beg 2 chapatis, that was his quota. He would sing the Lord's name from morning till evening. That was his dharma. One day and night he would sing. So one night he was a little tired. He dozed a little off. And Radharani appeared to him, and she had a parrot on each of her 2 shoulders. And instructed him, I want you to feed every day the birds of Vrindavan. They are hungry, and this is my kingdom. I'm the queen here. I have to take care that they are properly fed. This is my request of you. So the next day Krishna Das kept this in mind, and he begged a little bit longer, and he got more than 2 chapatis from the Brijvasis. 2 he kept aside for himself, and what he had received extra he tore up and he threw it to the ground and called the birds by calling loudly, Jai Radhe!
Jai Radhe!
In a matter of minutes, flocks, not just a few birds, but flocks. Flocks means like one flock is 50 birds, you know. Many flocks of birds came. Parrots, pigeons, peacocks, to eat the chapati crumbs. And there are so many birds who didn't get anything. So Krishna Das thought about the order of Radha and distributed his two chapatis also to the other birds because she had said they are hungry. And so for a few days this went on. Krishna Das would beg, and he would try to beg extra quantities, but no matter how many chapatis he got, they were gone in a matter of minutes, and there were so many other birds. It seemed to be the news amongst the Vrindavan birds. Here's a good place to eat. And finally, Krishna Das became so weak that he could not get out of his door to beg for the chapatis. That night, when he could not get out, Radharani appeared to him and chastised him. What are you doing? You have neglected my order to feed the birds. When he had not been able to go out for a few days, and also you neglect your own health. This is not good. Krishna said, "Oh Radha, you have given me an impossible order. There are just so many." There are just so many birds who are hungry. What should I do? No matter how much I collect, the birds will still remain hungry, and your order is impossible. So Radha replied, "Don't worry, I will arrange everything." So Krishna Das slept through the night. In the morning, when he went before his courtier to answer the nature's call, he saw on the wall of the courtier there were many big bags full of grains. And on the top of this pile of, you know, these bags, there were two chapatis rolled in a leaf. That was his quota, which Radharani had personally packed in a leaf. When Krishna Das saw this miracle, he was overcome by ecstasy and he fainted. And he thought, Radha has given me the order, but she has also given me the ability to fulfill the order. How can anyone understand Radharani's mercy? And who could not be drawn to Radha's mercy? So from that day on, this happened. Krishna Das ate with great humility the chapatis. They tasted differently from the other chapatis. Already Vrijvasi chapatis are very good, but these had such a divine taste that he started to laugh and dance and cry and roll on the ground in ecstasy just by the taste of these divine chapatis. And he was lying for a long time on the ground, you know, but after some time he composed himself, he cried without anything, and he then said, to fulfill his task, he called out very loudly, "Jai Radhe!
Jai Radhe!"
And immediately from everywhere, he could not explain how they had heard all this, so many birds came, and he opened the bags and he put the grains on the ground, and many Mathura scene. He had never seen such birds. They came from everywhere. They happily ate that feast. They were not at all shy. They just ate. When they had enough, then he took these bags with the grains and the seeds to the side. And next day, he again went out and called Jayadati.
Jayadati.
And again, fed the birds this delicious seeds. And whenever the bags became empty, Radharani supplied new bags. They were seen before the wall. In time, locals and pilgrims alike understood that this Krishna Das is feeding the pakshis, the birds of Vrindavan, and whenever they went to him, they also brought bags. But Krishna Das was not satisfied, because when they brought the bags, he didn't see any longer bags before his cottage. He lamented. One night Radha appeared to him and said, "Don't worry, I'm still sending the seeds and grains, but I'm sending them through the others, through the pilgrims, through the locals." Then he said, "Now I have given you service. Continue to feed the residents of the Dham without fail, and teach your followers to do the same. Those who follow you will come to me at the end of their lives." And so it is that the practice of feeding birds has been going on at Pakshistan for many generations. So I also felt when I was in Gora Bhavan that we bought a little house, and we are in our Gora Bhavan in the winter time always feeding the neighboring birds. I felt that is good, but they are kami birds, they are not residents of the time. But I felt this is very nice and want to put this on the web page of Braj Care. I think it's very, very nice. So it shows us when we have an aura of Radharani, when we have a service which we get. Prabhupada used to often say like this, when we follow that service, then Radharani gives us the ability to also execute that service without fail. We may have something like an impossible order, an impossible instruction, but my dear devotees, let us be happy with this. Let us make sure that it comes from bona fide sources, through the Guru Parampara. Who of us can claim that Radha appears personally to him and, or her? But when we have this order, we should have faith and do this, and then we are properly situated in Krishna consciousness. When we don't have any particular service in our lives, and we have not, and our life is not in harmony with something which has a higher meaning in life, our life is sad, and we will not be able to be inspired in our lives. I think Vipakit, you are all the devotees, I think you must have come to Krishna consciousness maybe 20 years ago or 25 years ago. And you know, in the old times, we didn't know so many things. And we did many mistakes, but at least we had a very clear understanding of doing seva for Guru and Krishna. Do you remember that was book distribution was clear, and temples and preaching programs and so on. And if you look back to that time, although there were hard times, and again I must say we were so uncultured and so young and so groovy, but we at least had this one quality to surrender to a divine order that made our life meaningful. I just read yesterday the book which Siddheshwari brought with her from Yamuna, and Shana said there was this thing, Prabhupada was traveling through India, the train was stopping in Delhi, and Prabhupada called two of his disciples or three of his disciples and said, you should go get down now and open a temple in Delhi. Oh, was that really? Well, that's just very surprising news. Yes, that we should spread Lord Chaitanya's movement all over the world. And Prabhupada lived by that standard also, and therefore we followed that easily. It was not cruel or foolish. No, who would say such a thing? I don't want to say that. It was not something. That was the way we lived. It was not something unusual. Prabhupada had an inspiration. We followed it, and we were happy. Because just like here, Krishna does things in the beginning, it's impossible. So many birds, how can we do? But because he tried to follow Radharani's instruction to his best of capacity, and Radharani took care of him, that it was possible for him to do this. So I really, from reading yesterday night this book, it had a wonderful effect on me. You know, I'm thinking now, I'm going to Vrindavan. Why do I go to Vrindavan? For bhakti, devotional service. I will do some service there. That is why I go there. And I have seen those who go to Vrindavan, but they don't have the service attitude, and they just try to wander around and relish. It is possible for some time, because you must also know to go to Vrindavan itself is devotional service, but you must be sure that while you are there, you do some devotional service. That's very, very important. Is it Govardhan Parikrama, or like Siddheshwari, you did such nice Vaishnav Seva. That's how you can stay in Vrindavan. That's why everyone is so happy. I read today Prabhupada said that dogs are happy, the cats are happy, the local Brijvasis are happy. Because one is properly situated, and I think this we can learn from Pakistan. Very nice. So we will end our program by our bath in Radhakund.